My wife tells me that there are things that when the children do them are funny, that when I do them are not funny at all. It's a hard concept, I know. She also tells me I may not be as funny as I think I am. I don't know if I believe that one, but at least on the first point, I'm pretty sure she's correct. The ignorance and the foolishness of a toddler can be pretty funny, and when you see a similar ignorance and foolishness of, say, an adolescent, a teenager, or an adult, it's not funny. I'm reminded of that boy that Brother Bob Ward was talking about in his sermon that said, you know, God doesn't lay eggs. That is not funny if I say it. It is not. Another good example is, was told a story about Brother Josh Cox. He is a teacher in the public school system, and he was teaching about the war between the states, the North and the South, the blue and the gray. And one of his students asked something about the Civil War. And he said something to the effect of, what war? The Civil War. That was funny. This little kid, second or third grader, thought that the Civil War was the Civil War. But I was misinformed. He teaches the 11th grade. That's not funny anymore. That is sad. That makes me question putting my children in the public schools. And likewise, when Hebrews says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone else to teach you the basic principles of the oracles of God," that was not a funny thing that the Hebrew writer said. That was a sad thing. He was looking at Christians that should have been mature, that were acting like spiritual toddlers, that were needing milk. It was sad. It is sad. And if you aren't growing, then you aren't heading towards heaven. And if you aren't heading towards heaven, then you're heading towards hell. There's no three ways about it. There's only two. You know that song, Almost Persuaded? That's a sad song. More than once, that song has brought me to tears. Especially the end there where it's almost persuaded, but lost. Someone was almost convinced to become a Christian, but they didn't take that next step. But it is even more sad to consider not growing, because you've taken that step, you've accepted Christ, and then you stopped. You know what you need to do, and you don't do it. You believe it should be done. It's not you're almost persuaded, you're persuaded. You believe it should be done, and you don't do it. It's sad. If you've become persuaded and want to take the next step and commit yourself to Jesus the Christ, then please come. And if you've been persuaded but haven't been growing, then please come and we'll pray for you after we stand and sing.